The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Once again, you can call in about whatever you want, and we call it Free Talk Live because you can do that, and we're live 7 nights per week. So, again, join us here at 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in, coming up here tonight, Nemi's going to tell us about a naked man in Indianapolis and what it was that... Well, what his reasoning for being naked was. We'll explain that one here in a little bit. But first, we've been talking about Buddhism, and what started this conversation is an email that came in from Zeus, kind of relating some of the basic concepts behind Buddhism and why it is that someone would set themselves on fire in protest, why somebody would go to that extreme, and how it may be easier for them to go to that extreme than it might be for somebody of a typical Western mindset. As Zeus points out in his email, many people in the West are very attached to themselves. They're very attached to their things.
To all sorts of stuff.
Right, to their life. And they, you know,
as George Carlin says, life's all about, you know, get places to put your stuff.
For a lot of people, that's probably a true statement. I don't like that particular viewpoint, as we were discussing last night. I don't like having a lot of things in my life. I like to try to keep
it like the things that you do have, though.
Simple as possible. Oh, certainly. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the things that I have. Obviously, we need microphones and computers to do these.
And you maintain a building in which to sleep in order to protect those things.
Right. I have not devoted my life to the concepts of Buddhism. I have not become a monk. You know, if I wanted to do that, that path is available. That's not the path that I've chosen. But it's still interesting to me to learn about these other beliefs and paths out there. And I find that Buddhism and Hinduism and other kind of Eastern religions are much more interesting to me these days, at least, than Christianity.
Trite and boring. I mean, you've heard all the Christian stuff has to offer and doesn't really do much for you.
Yeah.
And I think concepts are interesting to consider. I don't ascribe to a religion myself, but as an atheist, there are certain things that envy is too strong a word, but I do look at people of faith and see that they have things in their life that I don't have. A friend of mine puts it well. She goes to church on Sunday because it's canned hope.
Really?
You know, I find hope in other ways in my life, you know, sometimes bleak as the outlook may be, you know, but I envy is really the best word that I can come up with in the moment for what I feel, but I kind of wish sometimes that I had whatever it is that she gets.
Is it like a blue pill moment, sort of? Like you want to be Cypher, take the blue pill, go back in the Matrix?
Yeah, I don't want to take the blue pill, but, you know, there are sometimes where it's just like, gosh, you know, it seems that to me that maybe they have it easier in a way. And I don't know if that's true or not. It's just kind of a feeling, sometimes a twinge maybe, that I get occasionally.
I wouldn't be able to say. You know, I mean, I've been on both sides of those coins. I was a evangelical Christian for a portion of my life. Now I wouldn't call myself an atheist by any stretch, but
you're a Quaker.
I'm a Quaker, but you know, that doesn't really describe my belief in God. It just describes a practice of you know, meeting for worship. So, you know, I certainly reject what the Bible is as a historical or religious document. I think it's an interesting way that some people have related to God in the past, and I think there's lots of ways that people have related to God in lots of different paths.
I wish I could better relate the story of Buddha and how he became the Buddha. Maybe I can pull something up, but I did read about it in a couple of instances while I was in jail, and it's an absolutely fascinating tale. I mean, how much of it is true? Obviously, we don't know, but it's interesting that, you know, he goes out into the nature, if you will, and does a lot of meditation and comes to some interesting conclusions. And of course, a lot of it's kind of metaphysical.
The Jonah story too. Jonah, what goes up underneath, you know, sits for a long time underneath a tree, and a worm eats the plant, and he curses the worm, and there's suffering and attachment there.
So according to this piece over here at Wikipedia about Buddhism, and again, any discussion that we have of Buddhism obviously can't get too deep because none of us are actually Buddhists, and whatever cursory understanding we have of it probably is not going to be completely accurate. So as I said, if you are a Buddhist out there and you would like to enlighten us, you're certainly welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. But according to the Pali Tipitaka and the Agamas of the early Buddhist schools, the Four Noble Truths were the first teaching of the Buddha after attaining Nirvana, and are sometimes considered to contain the essence of the Buddha's teachings. Number one, life as we know it ultimately is or leads to suffering and uneasiness in one way or another. And it's a true statement. I mean, because at some point you're going to have some pain in your life. And after all, if you didn't
have pain.
And if you didn't have pain, then how would you know what felt good?
It's an issue of what one focuses on. Rarely does one look at a landscape portrait with a horse running in front and say, this is the picture of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
It is an issue of what one focuses on in one's life. So you could have suffering if that's what you choose for yourself in your life, but it isn't necessarily what life's about, unless that's what you choose to make it about.
Right. Are you missing something because you're not enjoying or experiencing an attachment with another person?
I think so. And some would make that argument, and that's a good argument against the concepts of Buddhism, as I understand it.
I'd agree. So, and that's why, it's an a la carte thing. I understand that with attachment comes pain, but, you know, it's a cost-benefit analysis. So for me, the attachment is...
Well, and the idea behind... And, of course, we're talking about different types of pain. We're talking about mental anguish. We're talking about physical pain as well. So suffering can come in different forms, right? So you lose a loved one, a loved human or a pet or something like that, you're going to have a different sort of suffering than if you're passing a kidney stone, as an example. There was a great Onion video, by the way, that came out today of the Today Now hosts. The Onion has these video series that they do, and one of them is of, like, the morning show with the couple of hosts with a cup of coffee in the morning, and they're just smiling at the camera, and they're just always happy about everything. One of their morning hosts went in for a kidney stone operation and was not having a good time.
It's like Katie Couric going in for whatever surgery. She had the perky person. I hate the perky people.
Right. They're just so fake. But anyway, so the idea being that eventually there's going to be some suffering, and so the Buddha kind of suggests ways to mitigate that, and that part of that is disconnecting from it. So, yes, pain is going to happen, but if you, if you internalize the idea that everything's impermanent and that eventually you're not going to be here anymore, you can hopefully disconnect from that pain.
Well, I don't know how Buddhists approach that impermanence and entropy thing, and I think it's very interesting. Yes, time is going to erase all things, but... Does that mean you shouldn't, strive to achieve something real in the world?
Well, some would say that what the Buddhists are striving to achieve is that state of nirvana, and to eliminate the suffering from their lives. And ultimately, I think that's as worthy of a goal as striving to achieve, building the Empire State Building or striving to achieve whatever it is that's important in your life. So I don't think that one is necessarily better than the others. I think that the idea of what Buddha ostensibly achieved and reaching nirvana is a very difficult goal to achieve. I mean, have you ever tried meditating? For me, I'm a total noob at it, and it's really difficult. You know, just to achieve getting my brain to shut up for a minute straight would
just
be
focus.
A big deal.
It takes a lot of practice. It does.
Yeah. So that's what I hear.
I'm looking at a two-week retreat, silent retreat.
Oh, my. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Silent retreat.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it, actually.
Where are you going for
Down to Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts.
Is this like a Quaker camp or
something?
No,
it's a Buddhist retreat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the thing that fascinates me about it is it's been in existence for many, many years. And when you first go, you don't need to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you're asked to contribute after the fact. So everything, if you go... you are paid for by people who have gone before you.
Mm.
And I think that's just awesome.
And you'll be there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
In total silence.
And you'll be without me on Free Talk Live.
With other people.
I won't have a microphone.
How many people are going to be there?
I believe it's between 15 and 20, but it's a big campus.
Do you get to write notes, or do you...
You can make notes, but you're not supposed to take much with you.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to be at one... I've done a lot of research on it. You're not allowed to kill mosquitoes.
Mm,
so your timing of the year is really...
Up.
Yeah,
I would like to know more about this as it approaches.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Tell us your thoughts on Buddhism or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want, and you can take control of the airwaves here, 855-453. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. News updates are included, so if you would like to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, you can do that. Follow us via news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates there, or follow us via Twitter or Facebook. All of it is for free. news.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking of getting some precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, you may have been seeing the ads all over the TV and the radio and those kind of things. And, you know, I'm sure those places will deliver you gold and silver. You know, they'll get it right to you. But you got to check the rates. When you're buying, you got to buy at the right price. Check out gold.freetalklive.com before you buy gold and silver from any place. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, one of the premier purveyors of precious metals in the world, and we'll get you that gold and silver so that you can have it in your hands and at rates that will allow you to sell at a profit. It's gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live.
All right, so we continue here, kind of in the theological realm of discussing Buddhism tonight.
The ontological.
Ontological?
Oh, plus 10.
What's the difference?
Well done.
It's a study of being.
Huh, okay, so I guess Buddhism isn't really a religion, so maybe theological
depends on,
is incorrect.
There are religious versions of Buddhism.
It's true, although the original intention, as I understand it, was not to be a religion.
I don't know. Yeah, couldn't say.
So then, therefore, ontological discussion. Thanks, Mark. You're a smart guy.
Yeah, that I am. Keep this show afloat.
So why we keep you around?
The three marks.
The good looks.
Oh, right. Stunning
good
looks.
He keeps bringing me money, too, so that's helpful.
So you have to pay him? I don't have to pay him.
I'm a talented salesperson.
Aha, I see.
Somebody has to keep the ads on the air here.
Sharing
how it all works.
Sharing some details here.
That's the true study of being.
About Buddhism and what it's about. A little bit of information because, you know, information is useful, and us folks over here in the Western world don't tend to encounter this stuff very often. I think it's you know, it's pretty fascinating.
There's always Star Wars.
And I think there's some useful I think there's some useful things to be gleaned from the Buddhist viewpoint. There's a main article here from Wikipedia, the three marks of existence. This is a summary of it. Impermanence. These are the three marks of existence. Impermanence, suffering, and not self. Impermanence expresses the Buddhist notion that all compounded or conditioned phenomena, that is, all things and experiences, are inconstant, unsteady, and impermanent.
Sounds accurate.
That's true.
Indeed. Everything we can experience through our senses is made up of parts, and its existence is dependent on external conditions. Everything's in constant flux, and so conditions and the thing itself are constantly changing. Indeed, I think they, whoever they are, they say that your body changes out completely every 7 years, is it?
Yeah, all the cells.
Yeah,
like every single cell in your body.
It's interesting, the idea that you are conscious as a being steadily through this. I mean, I believe that I am a human that has lived on this planet 41 years. Now, I probably produce a certain amount of evidence, but, you know, I believe this to be the case, that I've been here 41 years, and my body has changed out completely in that amount of time, but yet I have the same consciousness. Why is that?
Well, right, doesn't that point to the idea that your consciousness is actually separate from your body?
It's interesting. I mean, I love the idea that consciousness is separate from the body.
I wouldn't go so far to say that myself.
Well, if it's okay, so like the atheistic science-y only
type. Oh, I'm not representing for any particular community.
I'm representing
Nemi.
I'm just saying, like the people that are science all the way.
Oh, well,
they believe that you're not anything but just a bunch of electrical stimulations in your brain,
right,
and that's
all.
The soul
doesn't exist.
I don't
believe this. I believe the soul exists.
I see. And the idea behind
the belief in a soul. It's always very interesting when we get this conversation.
Well, isn't that why I'm here?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm
why
here.
Are you
why
here?
Am I here? We don't want to answer that on the
air. How can atheists answer that question?
Oh, well, I personally, if I were to answer for myself and no one else, I would say that even though I've read the 7-year regeneration thing, I would say that that doesn't necessarily point to the fact that consciousness or the soul per se is separate from the physical body. I would say that just like my tongue doesn't come apart from my body, there it remains attached. I could see that the consciousness or the soul remains attached.
But if everything in your body wasn't there 7 years ago, and your consciousness was, and presumably it's the same consciousness, whatever it is we're talking about.
How do you know
here.
Your consciousness hasn't evolved or generated anew over 7 years as well?
And no one knows anything about consciousness.
Right, exactly. Right. And that is actually what I'm getting at. I'm not asserting that I know anything more than anybody else or that I have some mad theory that it blows everybody else out of the water. All I'm saying is I don't think that just because the body regenerates cells over the course of 7 years and you're a brand new person that is indicative of the consciousness or the soul being separate from the cells of your body. I'm not soul.
Hold on. What about DMT? Are you familiar with DMT?
No.
All right. Well, I
another one of these drugs of his.
Educate us, Ian.
I've never gone this
Ian
far
sitting
on
dirty couches surrounded by ashtrays, getting spiritual experience.
Oh boy.
DMT is best outside. Mark.
Yeah,
you don't
that's
want
right.
To inside.
Clean the floor. But wash the toilet instead of doing this stuff.
DMT is something that your body is actually present in humans. It's present in plants. It's very, very natural. And it's secreted by I believe it's the pineal gland. And it happens when you have a near-death experience, for instance. You can also make it happen by taking DMT. And they studied DMT in, it was the mid-1990s, I believe, in a hospital environment under controlled conditions where they were injecting DMT. DMT can be smoked. It can be ingested via a tea mixture called ayahuasca. It can be, of course, injected, which, obviously I don't recommend that. And I recommend you do a whole lot of research before you do any of this. The experiences that these people had was incredible. And there's actually a movie out there about it called DMT, The Spirit Molecule, which I highly recommend. Anyway,
does
in
it
essence,
include dirty couches and ashtrays all around?
It's about the people who were in the scientific study I was telling you about.
I just wonder how you met Ian now, Mark.
Okay, I'll tell you.
No. Let Ian finish, and then we'll get to that.
At a radio station, which is a pretty dirty place.
Okay, and it involves shirtless deep knee bends in a rock and roll studio and him trying to sell me on a magnet-filled mattress.
No, I'm sorry I asked. Ian,
continue.
No, I'm sorry I asked. Continue.
And so, because again, I'm not the same person today I was 10 years ago. But so DMT, the idea is that it's a very, very natural thing. And what these people were experiencing when they were injected with DMT was the essential loss of their individuality, the loss of their who they are, their humanity, their projection out of their body into some sort of ethereal existence. You know, whatever it is that's beyond this experience, they got to experience. I don't know if I'm explaining this very effectively, but the idea being that you are just kind of an individuation of all that is here for a temporary period of time, and that you can leave this experience, and this DMT allowed those people to do it for a very short period of time. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you love the ideas of freedom and you want to actually do something about, I don't know, achieving some of it in your lifetime, well, probably want to get together with other like-minded people so you can be more effective. Because it's really hard to do activism by yourself or with a very, very small group of people. And we found that having people together in the same place makes it a lot easier. Makes it so you actually can have hope, that you can actually accomplish things.
Hope
that
comes from attachments.
Heretofore have not been able to accomplish. So bringing liberty-minded people together is what the Free State Project is all about. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the project. You can sign up for it there, and you can join up with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who have made the move or are planning to move to New Hampshire. In fact, we had a guy call the show last night, Daryl from Texas, who was on his way up. He is actually
now
here. And so it's always great to have new folks getting here and getting active, because new people means new ideas. We were having a brainstorming session tonight at the Activity Center here in Keene, and Daryl was there, and so, you know, he's got new ideas that nobody's necessarily heard before, and so it's always valuable.
New perspective.
Exactly. So freestateproject.org is where you can go learn more about that. We've been talking about Buddhism. Let's go to Frank in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. A very stimulating discussion. Yes, Buddhism can be a religion depending on the practice of it, or it can be an expanded awareness if we look at the Japanese Zen Buddhism tradition. Again, all life is suffering. And it's interesting, when you follow the life of the Buddha metaphorically, How is a wealthy young prince who only knew of luxury and beauty...
Well, they protected him. They protected him from seeing...
He left the palace garden and went out into the world and for the first time saw old people and saw a life that he was sheltered or protected from.
Right. They did that on purpose to try to keep him away from that.
Right. So what happened, he left his lovely wife and child and family and went out into the world. And he lived with the ascetics who lived a very minimal sort of Spartan life where they just prayed and fasted and did all sorts of disciplines, physical disciplines to stimulate the mind in a sense and to open that awareness to a different consciousness. And finally, after a seven-year period or so, thereabouts, depending on whom we read, he found enlightenment under the Bo tree. And immediately he realized that all life is suffering, and that rather than deprive oneself of experience or bodily needs or different things, the ideal way, or to live in excess, which is equally wrong, the ideal way is sort of the center, being sort of in the center of the wheel. And after that realization, there were women that had some rice and milk together, which was sort of a sweet dish. And after not having eaten for many, many days, he had a bowl of the rice and then returned to the world and began to meditate and lecture, and people, you know, looked for him, and he basically answered questions, and it was a very interesting experience. In fact, if we look at the life of Christ when he began his public life, there was also that following where he really was a teacher, a rabbi, in a sense. And the same way with the Buddha, but a different tradition. Now, what's interesting about expanded consciousness to achieve a spiritual affinity or an understanding of God or creation, when you get into the sort of psychoactive drugs in some of the Indian rituals, and I'm talking about maybe native cultures that have the shamans. It can be American Indian, it can be the South and Central American Indian traditions, whereby the ayahuasca is used as an experience that allows one to interact with the spirit or animal guides that sort of influence one's life. And usually after there's a ritual, one does ayahuasca after achieving a certain age with the community or the tribe, and you go out, you discipline, you fast, then you have the ayahuasca, and you usually throw up, and you have various visions over a 2 or 3 day period. Now, the spirit guide, in a sense, will direct the meaning. So what's great about that is that after the experience, one has an understanding of this world and an understanding or a glimpse into a spiritual reality that's equally strong.
The one of the people that they had experimented with a DMT on, which is the active ingredient in ayahuasca, but when you're taking it in, when you're taking it intravenously, it's going to be a totally different sort of a journey, shall we say.
Correct.
He said he had 10,000 years of experience in 10 minutes.
See,
that's quite a remarkable understanding, and he had amazing visions regarding that. Usually, from what I've read, the anthropologists in Central and South America that, you know, have studied ayahuasca and have actually participated as sort of an observing participant, actually done the ritual and gone through the living with the tribe in the community. Usually, their experience isn't quite as intense. It normally focuses on their life and sort of their culture. And I have an idea that maybe the way one experiences culture from the earliest through schooling, through whatever traditions, are reflected in a sense when one goes into the, has the high ayahuasca. There have been many Americans, primarily anthropologists, that have gone down to Central and South America and have done the ayahuasca. But what's interesting about it, too, is LSD had many of the same effects, in a sense. LSD was very successful in preventing criminal recidivism. One of the projects Timothy Leary worked on in the very early 60s was giving LSD to inmates in a prison in Massachusetts, one of the worst prisons that had the highest rate of recidivism. And less, and they prevented 92% of the sample group didn't go back to the life of crime, which is amazing and outstanding.
That is amazing.
It kind of surprises me because there's no shortage of people in prison who have done LSD. Having been in prison, I've talked to some.
Well, we're talking about a very refined Sandoz LSD-25 that doesn't have any impurities, or it's not like homemade, that can have all sorts of things that will actually affect its reception in the body and things. But what's great about this is I think everyone understands in Buddhism and maybe the more primitive traditions that use ayahuasca to have that spiritual connection with this world and the next, in a sense, understand that all knowledge and everything is interconnected. So in a sense, it should provide a window for tolerance. And I think if everyone had the DMT or the LSD experience, and I'm not talking about homemade, I'm talking about chemically pure Sandoz kind of quality material, we could maybe not only stimulate the notion of the God part of the brain that some scientists have actually come upon over the last 25 years, although I don't know if it really exists or not, but there, if you go onto the computer and Google God part of the brain, you'll get all sorts of researchers.
Well, the term for these drugs we're talking about here, some would call them hallucinogens or psychedelics, but the more correct term is entheogen, and
yes.
the definition of that is the God within.
Correct.
So that's what
again,
these...
the God consciousness. You have virtually every religious tradition since the beginning of Mystery Babylon, with the Sumerians, long before, you know, Judaism or Christianity or Buddhism or, you know, any of the other traditions, they all talk about that, you know, that there is this God consciousness. And many of the Romantic poets, especially the German tradition, including Goethe,
I tend to agree with what you're saying.
This notion.
Frank, I tend to agree with what you're saying. In fact, last week we had a discussion about this particular issue, and it's one of my beliefs as to why these drugs are illegal is to, you know, to keep people away from discovering that, as you said, everything is connected. Because if somebody believes that everyone is connected with everyone else, then you must come to the conclusion that if you hurt your brother, you are, in fact, hurting yourself.
Absolutely.
Right.
And also remember this, that there are philosophers and there are spiritualists that believe the observer, there are two observers. One is the living observer that experiences life on an experiential or an existential level. And then there's also a belief that there's an unchanging observer that has always existed since the moment of birth until the moment of death, that has all of the knowledge of the life journey, even before we experience it.
I love that viewpoint, Frank.
Intriguing.
Thank you tonight. I appreciate the call,
no problem.
Man. Yep, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy.
I've had enough of greedy lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves, as impermanent as things may be. We can still talk to you about
that. Very copper important. Is going to corrode at some point.
1-855-453. That is the number.
And you can join why us. Get out of bed and take a bath?
You can join us on our website over at Free, because cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that's
I'll
not
tell you, I had a fantastic weekend. I did absolutely nothing. It was the most divine thing I've done. I sat in bed and watched TV all weekend. So you know
really?
What? I did. I was a lazy bum this weekend.
I feel awful when I do that stuff. Unless I intend to, in which case I'm all right.
I had it coming, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I was definitely overdue.
All right, that's good. I'm glad
he doesn't have it coming. He's my business partner.
See, right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Buddhism, but also we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. So we'll put that aside for a moment and continue with your phone calls about absolutely anything. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive. You can help the show out as well if you'd like. Shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com because, you know, you're not a Buddhist and you need more stuff. Or maybe you want more stuff. Either way, you can get it over at shop.freetalklive.com, and even Buddhists, most of them can't live the life of a monk, so you probably have to have stuff, too. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can shop through our Amazon links there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Tom, listening in New York City. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
hello
guys.
There. Hey, Tom.
So I have a quick anecdote about Harry Brown's book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
A fine book. A fine, fine book.
Great book. Actually, I'm just reading it the first time.
Oh, excellent. It's Ian's
Bible.
And
I wouldn't say that, but it was excellent.
I run a blog, actually, about, like, a freelance lifestyle, because that's what I do. I'm a freelancer. And I wanted to write a fun entry, and since I was reading How I Found Freedom in a Free World, I thought a lot of this stuff kind of applied, and I wrote a little anecdotal article about the book, and how...
I think the word you're looking for is anecdotal, by the way, just to point that out.
Anecdotal.
Anecdotal. An antidote is something that cures a malady, or some sort of a...
like fixation on words?
So words I wrote that article... And not really thinking much of it, a lot of people liked it. And then all of a sudden, I got an email from Harry Brown's wife.
Oh, Pamela, great.
actually saying that because at the end of the article I linked to where they could buy the book through his website, and I also linked to I'd found a free copy online. So she sent me an email saying that there was copyright infringement.
I'm actually not too certain
that that would be the case if I'm linking to someone else that's hosting.
Clearly, that's not... Yeah, I don't think that you're in any kind of... she probably doesn't understand that, and that's a shame. I'm sorry to hear that that's the case.
Right. The other thing is that I thought it was rather... Actually, and you've read the book, I think it's kind of ironic for her to send the email, because in the book he actually has a whole chapter about property, and he does the whole metaphor about leaving the milk bottles on the porch and about how your property is really only things that you're able to protect, and that if something is stolen, it's, you know, you should expect that people are going to steal things in the world.
Well, right, and I don't believe that that it's property in the first place, because just ideas, and ideas should be free.
Yeah, I don't remember Harry Brown ever talking about intellectual property, and you know, here you're talking about one of the great leaders of the 20th century and the ideas of liberty and on into the 21st, and yeah, I don't think it was really approached.
I don't recall it, Mark, but
I don't know.
Knowing how principled Harry Brown is or was, I would think that he would support the idea of people sharing his books. I mean, just looking back, just on my understanding of his teachings, I can't imagine that he would have been on the side of copyright. But other people knew him better, and presumably his wife would have known him better than I would have. But just because she supports copyright doesn't mean that he did.
It may have something to do. Actually, while I was waiting online, I saw a post actually on his Facebook page or his that they keep for him, that they're releasing it for the Kindle and the Nook shortly. So it may have something to do with that they're trying to protect. But anyway, I have no idea how I'm going to reply to her. It seems to me as though I'm well within my right to link to something that I'm not hosting, and I could very well just keep the link there, but I think out of respect, I will take it down.
That's how I would go. I think I would be respectful, even if I disagree.
Yeah, I don't know how you should approach that either. Because on one hand, I support getting his ideas out there. On the other hand, yeah, I get not wanting to disrespect her wishes. I get it. Anyway,
there's a lot of free Harry Brown material on the internet that one can watch.
He has written
and consume
so many great articles, and they're all out there for free. And his wife is selling ebook versions of his books, and they're not very expensive. So if somebody does want to purchase them, they're like $10 or something like that. So thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
You know, $10 for an ebook. It seems like a lot to me. And here's why. You know, the author tends to get, when you're talking about one of these big books that they put out there that's somewhere, $20 hardback, the author's probably getting $2. The author probably gets between $1 and $2 for a book that's purchased. And the rest of it goes to publishing companies. There's, of course, paper, shipping, and the art that goes in the front of these things, and all the stuff that goes into the production of a real book that you hold in your hands, a dead tree book.
Right.
But ebooks don't have those inherent, and what we found on the internet is that books between 99 cents and $1.99 seem to be the big sellers. Authors have springboarded their careers into writing by selling ebooks, basically getting what they would have gotten by selling a hard copy anyway.
I tend to agree. Why not lower the price so you can get them out there more often? But whatever, I bought one of his books in ebook form, and I didn't feel like I was getting ripped off, because I feel like I'm supporting
Harry
Brown and his wife, etc. Anyway, Dorothy's on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Dorothy.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm all out of you. I have three books to suggest. I read these years ago. One is Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind.
Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind?
Yes, exactly. Okay. It explains the basics of Zen Buddhism. Another one is, and you've probably read this, I'm sure you've heard of it, Hermann Hesse, Siddhartha.
Yep.
Okay, have not read that.
Great. And the third
one. The author
one,
of Steppenwolf also.
I'm sorry. It's kind of hard for me to hear you. I'm on a cell phone. But the third one is, and you might have heard this as well, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is a great one.
Yeah. It's easily consumable, short, catchy title.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Dorothy, are you a Buddhist?
No. Actually, I was raised Catholic. But Buddhists have rosaries, and I think there's a correlation. The man who called earlier, I believe from New York, said something about, it was one of the callers about the wheel. Somebody once said, the major religions or philosophies, they're kind of like spokes, but the wheel or the hub in the center is the same thing, and they're all radiating to that point.
And this is the wheel of which you speak is the Noble Eightfold Path, which are some of Buddha's teachings?
Yes. And actually, Buddhism said we're supposed to get out of the world of desire and want and all that, and I think Siddhartha covers that pretty well. That's one of the best books I've ever read.
So even though you've done quite a bit of research on Buddhism, you still consider yourself a Catholic?
Yes.
What do you like about Catholicism?
Well, I guess maybe I would call myself more Christian. I agree earlier you commented about going to Mass kind of boring and all that, but it just doesn't seem to be as much alive or personal or interpersonal to go to Mass and all that. And I did that for years, even went to Catholic grade school. But I think what I did was I read the Bible a few times, and I read all these other, I guess you could say I was a comparative religion student on my own.
Where are you?
I take a few philosophy courses at a university here in town.
Were you raised in a Catholic family? I know you said you went to Catholic school.
Yes. And I have to say I'm glad I was.
Why, if you don't mind me asking?
Foundation. I'm sorry?
I said why. Why are you glad, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, I don't mind. It was a foundation that for me, that kind of got me into the discipline, perhaps. I've never thought about that. Why? Not really. it's a foundation. It's a discipline. I mean, Catholic grade school, you go to Mass every morning before classes start.
I went to Catholic school myself, so I appreciate the rituals and at the formality of it. And
well, there's quite a bit of discipline in a lot of religions. I mean, clearly,
absolutely.
Buddhism is a very discipline-oriented religion, and far far more discipline-oriented, in my opinion, than Catholicism. But interesting. And Dorothy, thanks for the recommendations and the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Hour number three is still to come here. 1-855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about ontological matters, as Mark said before, or whatever's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.